It's a great day here in a good South Africa. And we have the Passion team that is with us. And we're counting down the weeks, really, until we get to see them live in the stadiums here in South Africa. So currently we're out here in Tshwane. And I've got Brent Jonker as well as Chidima Craig with me online. They're joining us via Zoom. So, hey, time differences have synced today. Good day.
Yeah. Look at that. We are bending time together.
Love it.
Well, that's awesome. But look, we really are. There's a huge buzz within our nation concerning Passion 2025 and I guess the huge legacy in South Africa. So jumping straight into it, what does it mean for you to return to South Africa? And I believe, Brett, you were there at Loftus-Versfeld Stadium with thousands of people so many years ago. And I guess how has the Passion movement connected with this specific region evolved since that first visit?
Yes, I love it. It was such an honor to be there in 2016. If I remember right, in Loftus, right before we played, there was like a little rain shower and everyone was saying that was just a sign of blessing on the night. And it cleared away and we had just such a wonderful night worshiping Jesus, proclaiming the gospel, and just so powerful. And I think that's the same thing. You know, we love what God's doing here in America. But we know that he is building a big and beautiful kingdom all around the world. And for us to be a part of that and to come and to share in your nation, it's just an honor. And so we are so excited and expectant for what God wants to do.
That's incredible because this is exactly what this is all about. I believe that the Passion music is throughout the entire world. So all seven continents have been touched by your music and worship specifically. And to have you back on African soil is really something that we are looking forward to. So the songs have been deeply, you know, rooted throughout the entire world. And what specific message do you bring through and you hope that will resonate with the South African crowd during these specific worship nights?
Yeah, I think just the message that Jesus is king and he is presently king. He rules now. His kingdom will have no end. And that is our hope in a world that is so shaky. And you know, times are difficult and people are looking for hope, but we know that this hope that we have in Jesus never fades and it'll never fail. He is king forever. And so that's the message of hope that we want to carry when we come.
Amen. Amen. And I believe that you'll also be coming with, you know, good new music that we can all jam and praise and worship along with. So the call of heaven, let's talk on that. Call on heaven carries such a powerful theme of praise and worship. Just share a moment during this creation that profoundly just moved and inspired you to compose such a thing in the presence of our Father.
Yes, you know, that record, it was it's our latest album that came from the last Passion Conference here in Atlanta, Georgia, where at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, there was 55,000 18 to 25-year-olds gathered from all over America and all over the world. Students came to be a part of this gathering, but there's such a hunger for God, for Jesus. And in that space, the gospel was proclaimed and Jesus was worshiped. And I think a moment that's been impactful to all of us, our whole team, was in the last moment of the last morning session of the conference as we're singing. We just stepped into singing that wonderful song, Agnus Dei. It's just kind of that heaven song. And as we called on heaven, as we prayed for God to move in our day, in our generation, this spontaneous moment where for 20 minutes, it felt like heaven on earth, that Jesus was so kind to meet us in that place. And that moment got captured. It's on YouTube. You can check it out. But all throughout the conference, just these songs, there's a song called He Who Is to Come about the second coming of Jesus. There's a song called The Lord Will Provide. You know, just as we're worried about what the needs of our life, how God wants to be faithful and provide for us. And just so many wonderful anthems of praise came from those days. And that's all on this album.
Yeah, and looking at some of the social media feeds, you guys are trending worldwide just for some of those short clips that happened at such a large crowd and a gathering. And you spoke about a song called He Who Is to Come, and that was also there. And I guess Nobody as well is one of my favorites.
Oh, love
because
it.
You've seen it take place. But what was, you know, the setting in recording songs like that and the process behind being able to compose such?
Yeah, I mean, I think the what it is, so we have a large worship team that serves here at Passion City Church here in Atlanta, and then we kind of take that heartbeat of what God's doing here, and we pray and we seek God for these songs, and we just ask God, what are the songs for right now, for this season? And like he says, songs like Nobody, what a declaration of the power of the gospel. And Chidima is leading that song there in the bends, and what a when we sang that song, we actually had this giant cross. Like, if you can think about it, a whole stadium filled with people, and you'll have to look it up. You'll have to Google it, because there was this giant cross in the middle of the room. And I love it because that's such a picture of our worship when we come to South Africa, that it will be Jesus at the center of it all, and his power, his life, his resurrection flowing through that place. What a sense of expectation that songs like that bring.
Incredible, incredible. And coming to Africa as a whole, I think South Africa is one of the most diverse countries that I guess Passion will come to. We've got 11 official languages. Now, how do you adapt your worship experiences and messages to resonate with different cultures throughout the world?
Yeah, it really is cool to see that, you know, music is the universal language, and it can touch so many people across so many places. And so I think that is our heartbeat as we write songs. We're not writing songs just for, you know, our church or our people or Americans, but we want the world to sing that, you know, Jesus is Lord. And there's something unifying about that, and something really, really unifying. And it just causes us to, you know, link arms and come around the truth of the gospel. And so, yeah, we want the message to spread all over, not just here.
Amen. And Louis Giglio speaks about, I guess, this unity that you're also speaking about, Chidea, with the movement throughout the entire globe. Now, how do you see music playing a role in uniting churches and communities, specifically in South Africa?
Yeah, well, I think just like what Chin was talking about, the power of music to transcend culture and even styles or denominations. And, you know, that's one of those special moments about a passion gathering, is it's not just one church in a city, but it's the churches of the city, and it's the region. And it's really cool to be in this kingdom moment together. You know, it's awesome what God's doing in all these local spaces, but to bring everybody together for such a time as this, you know, and I think music plays such a vital role in uniting our hearts together around Jesus.
Now, something that's also exciting is that you're not only coming by yourselves. You've got Tim as well as Demi Lee Thabaugh, and they're going to be joining us. And how do you see their stories just inspiring the audiences here in South Africa?
Yeah, well, they're good friends of Passion, and they've been at many of our events along the way. And just know that they, obviously, South Africa is very special to them. And for them to be there and to share what Jesus has done in their lives with all of us, I think it's going to be really, really powerful. As well as Pastor Louis, he opens up God's word and he preaches on that night. You know, those two things, when you have expressive worship and the word of God preached, that is a powerful combination. And I think the Spirit will come and just bless that.
Look, I just got flashbacks right now of the time that I was at the Passion concert in, I think it was 2016, it must have been, at the Loftus-Versfeld Stadium, and Louis Giglio preaching, and I really had a touch from the Lord. So we're excited for that. And I think for both of you who are a part of this movement throughout the entire globe, what has been the most significant takeaway for being a part of it? And then how has it shaped your personal faith and your journey with Jesus?
Yeah, I think for me, it is such a beautiful and humbling thing that, you know, that the Lord He doesn't need us, but he chooses to use us for his purposes all over the world. So, like all of us that have said yes to following the call of Jesus, like he has a specific plan for each and every one of us. And so, yeah, I think for me, it's just been a really beautiful thing to remember that like I am just a small part of God's story that he's writing. And it really is my greatest desire to further his kingdom and make his name known amongst the earth and in my surroundings and my community. And so, yeah, I'm just grateful, super grateful to be able to get to do this and get to leverage my life for the sake of the call, for the gospel.
And let's bring you back in there, Brett. And for you, you were here with us back in 2016. And what does it mean to come back a second time and just worship with us as South Africans?
Yeah, I'm really excited. You know, like we were talking about, I think even for us, it's so good for us to get out of our normal circles of life and rhythms of life and to step in into your nation and to see what God is doing and stirring in the lives of the people in South Africa and what that will do for us. No doubt it will change us. So we're obviously hoping Jesus changes a lot of lives in South Africa, but I know that he'll change our life because of what he's doing in South Africa. And I just love that that's how God is working and building this beautiful church all over the world.
Amen, amen. In conversation with Brett and Chidima from the Passion Movement, they're getting ready to come down to South Africa. Come the 31st of January 2025, they'll be out in Tshwane, the capital city, and the second capital the day afterwards, the 1st of February in Cape Town. So make sure that you get your tickets. And thank you so much for syncing up your time and allowing us to have this conversation. We can't wait to see you come Passion 2025.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it, Z. Thank you.